Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Ordinary passengers came to the rescue on a flight to Detroit when a terrorist who slipped through a security system with more holes than a 5-pound hunk of baby Swiss was allowed to board despite numerous warning signs. We need to get more, pardon the expression, bang for the buck from our airport security systems. We're still going through procedures like taking off our shoes because a terrorist lights a fuse coming out of a shoe. They're inspecting our shoes. What's next? Looking at the labels and separating us in the designer or one-size-fits-all sections? Maybe people who are thrilled by shoes are lining up for this job. It has got to be one of the most exciting, fantasy-fulfilling jobs masquerading as real work. There are people out there that enjoy the power of saying to a complete stranger, "Would you take off those black patent leather pumps with the red bow? I want to inspect them." You say, "Oh, the ones that just about cover my feet because 90% of the shoe is the strap?" "Yes," they say. "I want to see if there's anything hidden between the shoe and your foot that could be used as a weapon." You're thinking, "Sure, that would be the odor, because I've been standing in line for an hour and a half." Some airports are testing security X-ray equipment that performs full body scans of all passengers. The lines may be longer, but the flip side of this exercise is that a valuable medical function could be performed with just a little adjustment in power. These full body scans can see metal objects under clothes, so let's juice up the current and look a little deeper. How easy would it be to cross-train the TSA personnel with a little medical information? The latest knee-jerk reaction mandates they're going to pat down a certain number of passengers anyway, so don't be alarmed if they pat your back and ask you to cough at the same time. Waiting in line at the airport is a lot shorter than waiting in the doctor's office, and there's less coughing and hacking. Passenger patients who don't have decent medical insurance need only buy a ticket to Orlando and get a full-body medical scan thrown in. The airlines don't care where you go as long as you're properly screened. They just add a printer to the unit and bingo! Extra revenue for them, and an inexpensive medical scan for you. What about the dental, you say? Well, stick your head in the machine and get a full set of uppers and lowers instead of paying $75 for an X-ray from your dentist. Airports across the country are testing a range of other equipment like facial scanning. If something can be scanned, it can be printed. Increase the power of the machine and print on high-gloss paper. Think of it. Frequent flyer miles, and a full set of wallet-sized vacation pictures for the family. Now, if we can only work on the cavity search. And that's your Radio Buzz.